Valley Sounds.
Greetings and welcome into Valley Sounds from 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. This is where you can catch the show in real time on terrestrial radio every Saturday night at 9. Otherwise, you can find us at WLRH.org, on the new WLRH mobile app, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Valley Sounds is a collaboration with local producers and other Huntsville podcasts to spotlight original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. In tonight's show, we're going to feature all female performers, and JQ is going to have a sit-down talk with Lana White, Judy Allison, and Gloria from 318 Productions about some of the unique challenges women face in making music here locally. To get the show started tonight, we're going to go with Kat Elizabeth, and here's her song, So.
My roots, they catch you, then darling, you will
Stone froze, ice cold don't make no sense. Give me my highs and lows, when the beat drop I get lit. She said who me right mo, if the shoe fits, bitch worried. Afraid of living too fast, too slow, I'm on go, Nike soul's vintage. Well I just do it, woo. I'm on go, I just do it. I get the bag and y'all done blow it. Checks up, I just do it. Girl shake that, you can do it. I'm on go, I just do it. I get the bag and y'all done blow it. Checks up, life just do it. Girl, shake that, you can do it. Jumped off in the coupe, topped off no roof. Been living in the fast lane, but tonight I'm on cruise. Got a pair of them OGs on, retro high royal blues.
Mo, why you doing like that?
I don't know, I just do.
Pulled up to the bumper like I'm Gray Jones, no suit. Hop out, all the girls on me, got them all on cue.
Been pink and ring pimping, big pimping juju. Oh, you cold with it yet? Too sick, no flu. Told a bouncer girl, gone bouncing. Got her wet like a water fountain. You the sh- girl, never doubt. And it's no living, cause I'm about it. Checks up, so my pockets pouting. Triple black song, say it proudly. While I'm smoking that sour diesel, mixed with a little bit of that purple mouth.
My wrist don't froze, ice cold don't make no sense. Give me my highs and lows, when the beat drop, I get lit. She said, who me right mo, if the shoe fits, bitch worried. Afraid of living too fast, too slow, I'm on go, Nike soul's vintage. Well, I just do it, woo. I'm on go, I just do it. I get the bag and y'all done blow it. Checks up, I just do it.
shake that, you can do it. I'm on go, I just do it. I get the bag and got them blow it. My checks up, life just do it. Girl, shake that, you can do it.
They try to count me out, told the haters we gon' see. I say my no worries, I make sure to fan me. And it don't make sense if it don't make money. So I grabbed a bag and met up with Sheezy. Now we TTF to the death of me. We go back like a 91 Marquise. Remember when he brought it back from the deep? Screaming dirty glove down them Bamba streets. I was from the Lou with the forces on. Then I graduated to them Nike phones. Now I'm like MJ with the microphone. With a hoodie and them Royal Airs on.
My wrist on froze, ice cold don't make no sense. Give me my highs and lows, when the beat drop I get lit. She said who me right mo, if the shoe fits bitch worried. Afraid of living too fast, too slow, I'm on go Nike Souls vintage. Well I just do it, woo. I'm on go, I just do it. I get the bag and y'all done blow it. Checks up, I just do it. Shake that, you can do it. I'm on go, I just do it. I get the bag and got them blow it. My checks up, life just do it. Girl, shake that, you can do it.
Sun and the moon and the stars in the sky illuminate from the light in your eyes. Darkness to dawn from beginning to the end. I've found treasured friend. Hold me closely, feel me breathing. I'm falling into you. Hold me closely. Troubles and fears are the tapestry of the past. They lose their power with the light of the looking glass. Dark days will come and the sun refused to shine. Yet our love remains in the ooh.
That was Judy Allison. The track there is called Slip Away. Before that, we heard Moclair with Nike, Lana White, and her song Crazy Old Soul, and we started that set off with Cat Elizabeth and So. You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. Up next on the show, JQ has a women's roundtable with Lana White, Judy Allison, and Gloria from 318 Productions. Take it away, JQ.
Hey, this is your girl, JQ. You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. Ladies, thank you. What are some of the unique challenges that you have faced, or what is one of the unique challenges that you've faced involved here locally with the music scene, and how did you overcome it or address it? Lana?
I don't know if I've really had a whole lot of challenges. I don't know if it has to do with being a woman or just being in the music scene, period. But like, I guess trying to do original music in this town and being taken seriously, and you know, trying to generate a buzz about it and getting people to come and listen, trying to get venues to be on board with allowing women to come in and do original music, kind of be a part of these endeavors that they, you know, like I know that they've had some local singer-songwriter contests, and like I didn't know about it, and then I found out about it, and I saw it was like mostly male, and I thought, well, I didn't know about this. So maybe like just spreading the news more and allowing more people to be involved, women and, you know.
Judy, you work with women in music, and that's one of the things that you guys do is try to expose more females locally. What mm-hmm. are some of the challenges that you've faced when it comes to that?
Well, personally, my biggest challenge has been re-entering the music scene as a manager and a promoter as a wife, because that position hasn't been taken seriously just because I'm the wife of a musician and artist. So I've had to really prove myself in that way and develop relationships that are solid with the venues and other people in North Alabama that, you know, the marketers and press. That I'm not just a wife taking care of business. I actually am a manager and a promoter doing that work. And so with the women in music has given me an opportunity to do it on my own. That's beyond just my relationship. I'm helping other women to find their space where they can share their music. And I'm finding myself as sort of a go-between, and I love that. It gives me a lot of energy to be able to shine the light on someone else and say, hey, look at this amazing talent we have in Huntsville. I'm so excited about it. Please listen. That gives me a lot of joy and a lot of energy to help push them and help other people get to know them too.
Gloria, you're a producer. You own a business, and you have a music business mm-hmm. as well. You've got all aspects of the challenges that it faced, not just as a musical person, but as a female and as a Black female. Right. What are some of the things you have done locally to help overcome that and pave the way for next generation?
Honestly, with us, because we're so diverse, we've reached out to other entities, like the counterparts of Judy sitting next to me. She's a wonderful person, a wonderful role model. I take a lot of people in and sit down and do individual conversations with them, free consulting. And talk to them about the ins and outs of things, especially being a woman, the challenges with being a woman, whether you're stepping out as an artist, as a producer, on the management side, you know, the challenges that you face, whether you're an African-American female or a Caucasian female, Vietnamese, it doesn't matter. What you're like is a lot of times like glass ceilings where the men are concerned, they view us differently. You know, on the business side, and I can speak from that more so than anything, my challenge has been that I am a woman, so you have to be aggressive. Well, with aggressive, as a woman, they take you as, oh, you're being emotional. Mm-hmm. I'm not being mm-hmm. emotional. I'm being the same business person that he's being, but it's coming across as emotion because I am female. So you do have those challenges, and those get kind of suppressed, but they're there. So,
do you find locally, and this question is for any of you, do you find locally as females that we tend to do more cliques versus more diversity even amongst ourselves locally? And what are we doing to change that spectrum, especially right now?
Yeah, I see it. I see it more as a genre clique than a social clique. It seems like the birds of a feather kind of flock together with, you know, your alternative or your pop or your rock and roll, punk, you know, those they go together and they support each other really well, which is great. We have a really great punk and metal scene that a lot of people don't know about. That's kind of my hope with the Women of Music, too, bringing it back to that again, is to highlight that and bring them all together in one spot.
Well, I think, like, you know, I didn't know there were so many different genres and singer-songwriters out there, and I have enjoyed getting to know those people and go and see them. Like, for me, it was just ignorance. Like, I didn't know, and I have been trying to connect with more people of different, you know, backgrounds and in music so that I can go and support them. So I think the Women in Music definitely helped with that. I have met so many people. And so a lot of it was just I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I don't even call them cliques, because when I look around, I see men do the same thing, but they're not looking at it as cliques. I think, as you said, Lana, you kind of gravitate towards the people that have similarities, which we talked about in a branding session at one time. You surround yourself with people who like your sound, who like what you're working with, and you move forward with them because they give you more energy, you know, yeah. when you mm-hmm. get around those type of people. So click, I wouldn't call it a click. I would call it, hey, you get around people that have similar interests as
circles.
You. Circles. Mm-hmm. But they're still out in the know with everyone else. So. Mm-hmm.
I consider all of you women on this panel today an influencer and some history makers. You've been all of been doing this for a while. Locally, though, you cannot list a person that's in this room or on this panel. Who are some of the top influencers, you know, and how have you interacted with them locally to share what you've done or to, you know, give them advice? Judy, let's start with you.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to steal somebody else's.
Doesn't matter. There's so many in this great city, and that's like, wow.
I really respect Amy McCarley a lot because she's been able to do what she wants on her own. She's her own manager. She's her own artist. She has her own style. She writes her own songs. She goes on her own tours. She books them. She creates a presence about herself that is very professional. She doesn't get mixed up in drama. She has really intriguing writing style, and she connects with people on many different levels, and I respect that a lot. She's one person that I personally look up to in that area.
Shout out, Amy! Gloria, what about you? Top influencer.
Mine actually is not even in music. It's L'Oreal Jones Pride. She's an African-American female. She's started off as, I don't know if she was even a student. She was very young, but she sticks to her guns about who she is, whether you like it or not. She's dipped in celebrity makeup. She's started her own line of makeup. She's written books. She's gone through, you know, the death of her mother and other things, and I've watched her overcome that with helping with her little brother and getting married at even a young age. And I just think she is an awesome person. She's forged her way. And I've watched it from the ground up, and I've loved every moment of it. It just speaks strength to me. So, L'Oreal Jones Pride.
Yeah, shout out to L'Oreal. Please. She was actually one of the women I interviewed for my very first History Happening Now Female Month. And to watch her grow in mm-hmm. 3 years and what she's been doing, you're right. She is one of the top influencers in this city as well.
Amy for sure, but Ingrid Marie, I mean, she has traveled and she's done a lot of commercial things, and I love that she does jazz. I really respect her, and because I've listened to a lot of her music and watched her music videos, and she does this like almost like a jazz pop fusion sound, and that's different. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. she yeah. and I really enjoy her mm-hmm. voice and what she does.
I want to know what you guys are doing as top influencers in our city to help pave the way or help to create opportunities for the next generation.
I wouldn't consider myself a top influencer. However, like when we take all the names, and Kenita is near and dear to mm-hmm. me. That's my little sister and my business partner as well. But what you have to understand with everyone, they're not one-stop shops. So I try to get with her and talk to her and make sure, hey, you are the best marketer for yourself. We can speak about you all day long, but until you can tell the world how great you are in a humble fashion,
yes. Mm-hmm.
it's almost like the seal, you know, that or the stamp of approval on there. If you don't believe in you, no one else is going to believe in you. So, you know, what I can say that I do is I do take people that are more talented than I am, have more offer than I do, and I try to pour in them to let them know, hey, you need to brand yourself. You need to market yourself. You need to promote yourself. And if I can't do it for you, these are the people that you can get in touch with to get that done for you. So the best thing you can do is give them the resources that they need, even if you can't provide for them. So
yes, that's good stuff. Judy, what about you?
Same. I feel like I have a strong heart for justice. I will speak up for the little guy, you know, really fast. I have a harder time speaking up for myself. But I'm learning that the past few years to do more of that. And that, for me, as to think of being an influencer, like, you know, Gloria said, I don't think of myself as that. I think of myself more as a support person for other people. You know, I'm looking to myself to help myself get stronger. And in the same way, I'm helping other people to get stronger and to speak up for themselves. You know, that sense of justice in me rises up really quick. You know, like, you need to promote your worth, like Gloria said, or you need to get paid what you deserve. If you're doing a job and that job takes this amount of hours and you have to prep for it and buy equipment, then you should be paid for that. And if you're going to be there, you also need to make sure you represent yourself well professionally for yourself and the venues and our city. You know, so that's a big part of who I am.
I'll just say it, too. I don't see myself as an influencer. I really don't. But if, you know, I try to, like, whatever I post about my music, I hope that someone that's also doing this will see that, oh, I like the way she posted a clip of her song. Maybe I should do that. That's, you know, makes me feel good. I actually have a hard time with promoting myself. And I am outgoing. I'll talk to anybody. I love people. But when I have to share about my music, I feel like scared about how it will come across. So there's a craft to it to be like, because you do feel humble about it. You just feel like grateful that you get to do it and that it's a scary thing actually to put your music out there because it's vulnerable and people will be hateful. People will love it. People will hate it, but you have to be who you are regardless and not try to be like everyone else to please everyone else. So in trying not to please everyone else and promote yourself, there are challenges with that. So if you build other people up, you're building yourself up in the process. And so I try to post in such a way that makes other people inspired and not like, who she thinks she is. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I love the way she posted that video clip. You know, I want to do that too.
Thank you so much, ladies, for coming today. Thank you for sharing this History Happening Now moment. Women in Music on Valley Sounds. This is your girl. Thanks for listening.
get to sit in here behind the window pane of my fears, watching life just pass me by. How I wanna take a trip outside.
To remember and nothing to prove. will slow the world down and just be with you. Just be with you.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. And that was the Dawn Osborne Band. The song there is called Slow the World Down. Right before that, we heard from Victoria Jones. And Victoria Jones' song, Live For Now, and starting that music set off was Alex Hendricks with Crash Here Tonight. We're focusing on all female performers on tonight's show. Hope you got a chance to hear the interview with JQ and her women's roundtable with her special guests. If you missed that part of the show, you can always get this show at WLRH.org or with the WLRH mobile app. Next up on the show here is Amy McCarley, and this is her song, Long Way Home.
It's a long way home, but that don't mean I don't want to go. I'm learning to take things slow, but that don't mean I don't want to go. It's a dirty gravel road, wooden bridges burn and bear the load. It's a long way home, but that don't mean I don't want to go. It's a thick willow coat, shady visions of what I think I should know. I'm learning to take things slow, but that don't mean I don't want to go. It's a hard wind that blows, pitch black nightmares of being alone. It's a long way home, but that don't mean I don't want to go. No, that don't mean I don't want to go. No, that don't mean I don't want to go. Start.
That was Ali Free with Fool's Gold. Right before that, we heard from Helena Brundage with Wanderlust, and starting that set off was Amy McCarley with Long Way Home. You've been listening to Valley Sounds, a production of WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. Valley Sounds is a collaboration with local producers and other Huntsville podcasts to spotlight original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. If you'd like to get a playlist of the music that you heard on tonight's show, you can do that at WLRH.org. You can also find an archive of all of our episodes on the WLRH mobile app or wherever you get your podcasts. Our opening theme music was written and performed by the Backyard Heavies. Our closing theme music was written and performed by Chris Wilson of the Barnstormers. Until next time, you stay classy.